I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As of Tuesday, the U.S. no longer designates Hayat Tahrir al-Sham as a foreign terrorist organization. This change comes a week after the U.S. lifted other sanctions on Syria. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says the renewed flow of commerce and business people will change gospel ministry in the country.
So before, when everything was economically sanctioned and closed, it was very conspicuous for somebody to come in and want to do missionary activity in the country.
Christians in neighboring Lebanon have been reaching Syria for years. So praise God and pray for even more spiritual openness to the gospel.
Our job as Christians is to be there in the time when the Holy Spirit is moving among the people group.
And in Indonesia, on June 27th, nearly 200 Muslim residents stormed a Christian youth retreat. Allegedly, the reason was that it wasn't held on a designated worship site. Yet similar rules rarely apply to Muslim gatherings outside mosques. Bruce Allen from FMI tells us.
So the Christians see a double standard at play, and that's what disturbs them the most.
The attack appeared planned, and police did little to intervene.
And while the Constitution does guarantee freedom of religion for Christians, that doesn't mean that there is no persecution.
While attacks are rare, bureaucracy adds pressure. Starting a church requires 90 members and 60 signatures from Muslim neighbors who are sometimes hostile. In response, believers are showing love and forgiveness and planting seeds of the gospel. There's more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.